Here is an excerpt of my recent interview with Oscar Bettison, the guest composer. He's one of two. He'll be here in Columbia along with Aaron Gee this week for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. This is Classical 90.5.
My name is Oscar Bettison. I'm a composer. I'm here for the Mizzou International Composers Festival.
Dr. Bettison, tell us about the work that you have submitted for Alarm Will Sound to premiere this weekend as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival.
It was written originally for actually two groups commissioned it. It's written for the LA Phil New Music Group and for Musikfabrik in Germany. And I really wanted to write a chamber concerto, especially because Musikfabrik in Germany, there is kind of virtuoso all soloist group, which is very much like Alarm Will Sound, actually, you know. And I wanted to write a chamber concerto, but I wanted to sort of play around with the idea of, you know, the whole ensemble and also like soloists. So there's a kind of, some of the pieces are kind of almost like a double violin concerto that's kind of, but it's not exactly. And so the piece kind of plays around with these ideas of like whether this piece is really going to be this double concerto, it's actually just going to be a big ensemble piece. But the, I guess the source of inspiration, or really, I started writing the piece and I discovered these really strange drawings online going through, going through Wikipedia one day. You know, I, like most people, get sucked into a Wikipedia kind of, you know, search thing where you start just looking at one thing and then you're in there for like hours. And I found these drawings. And as I said, I'd already started writing the piece, but I was struck by how they kind of, they're very kind of crudely drawn. I mean, actually, literally, some of them are crudely drawn. I chose three for the piece, and there's a, in a book of like 200, there's a, the only few that are actually like friendly to, you know, that can actually publish in the program. They're pretty rude. And the book was called Livre de Sauvage, Book of Savages. And no one knows exactly the provenance of this book, but it's actually, it was thought there was this abbot who was going around, you know, sort of missionary work in the United States and Mexico. And somewhere in the Midwest, he found this book and he said, wow, this is a book of Native American art. And I'm going to take this to Europe and, you know, and describing the Native Americans in the language of the day as, you know, as savages, you know, noble savages, this whole idea. So he took this book back to Europe. And unfortunately for him, there are words in this book. There are occasional words, and those words are German. And it's pretty unlikely, I think we can all, you know, go out on a limb and say it's pretty unlikely that that Native Americans in the Midwest were speaking German. You know, probably didn't happen. So actually what they think is that this book was really just the kind of drawings of a kind of German-speaking schoolboy. And with the subject matter that's in the book, it's, you know, it's definitely drawings, crude drawings by a sort of you know, adolescent schoolboy. So I love the idea of this kind of what's real, you know, and the idea of these, you know, the idea that, you know, in his kind of, you know, he's a man of his time and thinking that, oh, you know, savages drew these drawings, and it turns out that like a European would be a savage, you know, and that whole idea of like what's real and what's fake. And so three of those drawings, I describe them in their titles of each of the three movements. The piece is just actually a fast, slow, fast format. It's incredibly difficult to play. I really wanted to, you know, I went for it in that piece, and it's very, you know, a few groups have done it, and they you know, it's very hard work. Alarm Will Sound are doing an incredible job. So,
in reading about you and your background, your biography, they mentions that you like to write for Cinderella instruments. What does that mean?
Yeah, I came up with that term years ago. I guess I'm actually doing less of it now in my more recent work, but I'd like to incorporate things that were not necessarily instruments that should be part of the, you know, on a concert stage, you know, I mean, a classical music concert stage. So one thing that I've used a lot is a thing called, I call it a wrenchophone, which is a bunch of wrenches arranged in like a little keyboard. My other name for it is a hillbilly glockenspiel, you know? It's just a bunch of wrenches, but it sounds great. But you know, I mean, the idea of having like wrenches next to like $10,000 violins and stuff, you know, things like that. And I've done it with other instruments as well. I did a piece years ago where I made instruments and things, but they were in, you know, with a full orchestra. I like that. There's a kind of, you know, there's a roughness and a kind of honesty to things. You know, I mean, all the instruments that we take for granted now are a product of you know, engineering, of huge, you know, hugely refined things. And that also means that we've refined the sound. And, you know, to get a rough sound on those instruments, you really have to work at it, actually. Or you know, a really great musician has to work to kind of get a roughness that, say, if you were to like put a screw in the wall, another screw in the wall, and put a string and start strumming it, you know, that would be a rough sound. But eventually that turns into, you know, a kind of a guitar, you know, or something, you know, over years and years of doing this. So I like the idea of this kind of honesty and this kind of maybe slight kind of naivety to sound. So I've used that in a few pieces. Now, recently I've gone back to writing for pretty much conventional ensemble. I mean, not all the time. I'm still into this idea, but there are less pieces now that have that kind of thing. But it's, it's something that I still feel strongly about.
In the work Livre de Sauvage that you wrote with Alarm Will Sound in mind, that we'll hear this weekend at the Mizzou International Composers Festival, is it scored for any alternative instruments or homemade instruments?
There's a few things in that piece, actually. There's that wrenchophone again that I was talking. I had to throw that piece in, that thing. And actually, you know, the reason why I put it in a piece years ago, and somebody, my teacher actually, was like, "This is a great instrument. I might use this in a piece." And I was like, "Well, he's going to use this in a piece, so I've got to keep on using it in a piece, so that if he puts it in a piece, no one's going to think that it was my instrument." So I kept on using it in a piece. So anyway, no.
And you already own it. It's paid for, so you've got a program for it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, these guys put together their own wrench fund. There's also Hotel Bells, a whole chromatic set of, you know, when you check into a hotel, you hit the bell, you can buy a chromatic set of them.
The hotels I stay at, they don't have those. It's just bulletproof glass.
Yeah, I mean, they also don't really have them very much now in hotels. I think it's the thing of the past. But you can get a chromatic set of them. And there's a whole set of whole chromatic set of tuning forks as well.
That's Dr. Oscar Bettison. He is one of two guest composers in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival, happening now through Saturday, July the 30th. He's in Columbia this week. I thank you for making some time, Dr. Bettison, to come by and visit with us.
Thank you.